ايه نوعية الهدوم؟ يعني انا اجي بعملهم هي الشارع بس من الاخر اللي انت قصدت فيه قانونية لانه وفي كارن برا لكن معاش كارن بتنزلي قانون من توتا كارن انت بتعمل توتي من التاين من التاين انا بس كده بدأت فيه في الهار كده اللي انا كرنا في الهار انت قوم ديهن غير التاين وكمية فتي بتقرين اسمها सप्तमी 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 तस्य निषेधस्य कर्मम् उपसंहरणम् एकं वार्तिकम् तत्प्रत्ययान्तः ततः इन्द्रत्ययन्तः तत्प्रत्ययः कृत् इन्द्रत्ययः तद्धितः इन् तत्प्रत्ययन्तस्य योगे कर्मकारकस्य सप्तमी विभक्तिर्भवति व्याकरणम् अधीतवान् इत्यर्थे अधीति व्याकरणे इति प्रयोगः एवं साध्यसाधुप्रयोगे च साधुशब्दस्य असाधुशब्दस्य च प्रयोगे सप्तमी विभक्तिर्भवति साधुकृष्णः मातरि असाधुः मातुले शेषष्ठ्याः अपवादत्वेन इदं वार्तिकम् उक्तम् तद्रेवं वार्तिकमस्ति निमित्तात् कर्मयोगे कर्मयोगे निमित्तमासकात् शब्दात् सप्तमी वाच्या इत्युच्यते निमित्तं हेतुः प्रयोजनं सर्वं बहुवारं दृष्टमस्ति हेतुः इत्यर्थः निमित्तम् इह फलम् Here the hetu is also the phala of what you are doing. You are doing something for with some purpose. Okay, that is called nimitta. That is the reason why you are doing it. Okay. Nimitta viha phalam. And that nimitta, karma yoga, it has to be associated with the karma. Okay. Yogaha, sanyoga samavayatmakaha. तथे योगः निमित्तस्य कर्मणश्च यः योगः सम्बन्धः सः संयोगरूपः समवायरूपो वा स्यात् तादृशः कर्मयोगः यत्र अस्ति तत्र निमित्तवासकात् शब्दात् सप्तमी विभक्तिर्भवति इति वाक्यकारेण उच्यते भाष्यकारः उदाहरणं यच्छन्ति कर्मणि द्वीपिनं हन्ति दन्तयोर्हन्ति कुञ्जरं शेषेषु तमरीं हन्ति पुष्कलको हतः सर्वत्र हेतुतृतीया प्राप्ता हेतौ इत्यनेन निमित्तवाचकार्थात् सामान्येन तृतीया भक्तिर्भवति अतः हेतुतृतीया प्राप्ता तं बाधित्वा तां बाधित्वा अनेन वार्तिकेन सप्तमी विभक्तिर्भवति कर्मणि जीविनं हन्ति दन्तयोः हन्ति कुञ्जरं केशेषु समरीं हन्ति तीनि पुष्कलकः हतः कर्मणि द्वीपिनं हन्ति कर्म कर्मार्थं फार् स्किन् द्वीपी नाम व्याघः टैगर् टैगर् इस् किल्ड् फार् स्किन् इत्यर्थः कर्मार्थं द्वीपिनः नाम व्याघस्य हननं क्रियते अत्र कर्म निमित्तं कर्म इस् द रीसन् फार् किलिङ्ग् इट् इस् द निमित्त द फल फार् किलिङ्ग् आफ् द टैगर् कर्म किं द्वीति सः व्याघ्रः कर्म हननस्य कर्म भवति व्याघ्रः कर्मनिमित्तं कर्मणः निमित्तस्य च तत्कारणात् अत्र निमित्तं कर्म कर्मणः व्याघ्रस्य च कः सम्बन्धः इति चेत् समवायसम्बन्धः कर्मयोगे इति उच्यते योगः अस्ति ओब्वियस्लि द कर्म इस् असोसियेटेड् वित् द व्याघ्र वाट् इस् द सम्बन्ध द योग विट्वीन् कर्म अण्ड् टैगर् इति पश्यामश्चेत् समवायसम्बन्धः समवाय इस् अ कैण्ड् आफ् सम्बन्ध विच् comanda desde la definición y con la cuestión Sarka Santo y es humano no le quiero decir a la vista sin interacción de Sarka desde la diferente caín como hay eso ni se comanda y que es que ni se comanda de certain pairs of things between which the samaya there is a sambandha which is nitya and that is called samaya se guna guni kriya kriyavan jati vyakti samanya vishesha and avayava avayavi an organ and an organism the sambandha between an organ and an organism is called samaya if you keep taking away all the organs there is no more organism so it's a nitya sambandha between avayava and avayavi So here, since charma is an avayava of jiti, the sambandha between charma and jiti is called samavaya sambandha. So, all the conditions are satisfied. Nimitta vachakam padamasti, nimitta vachakasya karma nashta yogaha vidyate, samavaya sambandha rupaha yogaha. Ataha, nimitta vachakasya saptami vishakti upayukta charmani jitinam pushti. Charmartham iti artham. एवमेव अन्येषु उदाहरणेषु अपि दन्तयोर्हन्ति कुञ्जरम् दन्तार्थं कुञ्जरः नाम गजः सो एन् एलिफेण्ट् इस् स्किल्ड् फार् इट् टस्क्स् सो द निमित्त हियर् इस् द टु टस्क्स् एण्ड् अगेन् द सम्बन्ध बिट्वीन् दन्त एण्ड् गज इस् समवाय बिकास् इट् इस् अवयव अवयविधः अतः दन्तयोः इति सप्तमी विभक्तिः दन्ते दन्तयोः दन्तेषु दन्तयोः सप्तमी केशेषु चमरीं सन्ति चमरीं रदः चमरीं रद इस् अ कैण्ड् आफ् रद इस् फौण्ड् इन् द नार्त् हिमालय दिस् इस् लाङ्ग् हेर् इट् इस् यूस्ड् फार् मेकिङ्ग् द तामर द हेर् आफ् दिस् एनिमल् इस् यूस्ड् फार् मेकिङ्ग् द तामर दट् इस् वै इट् इस् काल्ड् चमरीं रद चामरा कम्स् फ्रम् चमरी So, Kesha is the reason for its killing. So, Kesheshu, Punaha Keshanam Samadhyasta Samaya Sambandhaha. Yitva Kesheshu Samadhyam Hanti, Seemne Pushkala Kohataha. So, the Seemne Pushkala Kohataha is Yitva, Dvedha Vyakshanam Kriyate. So, there are two ways where it is interpreted. What Dikshita says is, Seema Anda Koshaha, Pushkala Kaha Gandham Radaha. Iti, दीक्षिताः वदन्ति सीमा इस् द अण्डकोश द ओवरि आर् द टेस्टिकल्स् आफ् द गन्धमृगं पुष्कलक इस् द गन्धमृगं द कस्तूरीमृगं सो पुष्कलक इस् द एनिमल् फ्रोम् विच् इट् इस् कस्तूरि एण्ड् दट् फ्रेण्ट् इस् प्रसेण्ट् इन् इट्स् पर्टिक्युलर् आर्गन् इन् द अण्डकोश आफ् दट् पुष्कलक सो दट् एनिमल् इस् स्किल्ड् फार् ऑब्टेनिंग the Seema. So again, the Samavaya Sambandhaha Abhayoho. Iti Dikshitanam Matam. Haradattastu. Haradattaha Kashikayaha Vyakhyakaraha. He is the author of Nyasa. Padamanjari. This is a famous commentary on the Kashika. Where Kashika again you have examples and he says explanations of those examples. So, for the same example, he says, Seema gramadi maryada satyaha jnanartham ishkalakaha nama shankuhu hataha ikhataha iti jyatashya. So, he says, Seema nama, it's a border, it's called Seema. That is the famous meaning of the word Seema. So, Seema gramadi maryada, the limits of a village, satyaha jnanartham, to know the border, पुष्कलकः नाम शङ्कुः शङ्कु इस् अ पोस्ट् सो यु मार्क् द बार्डर्स् द लिमिट्स् आफ् अ विलेज् यु प्लाण्ट् सम् वुडन् पोस्ट् सो सः हतः नाम निखातः इट् हस् बीन् डग् अ पोस्ट् हस् बीन् प्लाण्टेड् डग् इति राजस्य दट् इस् हौ हि कमेण्ट्स् आन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् एक्साम्पल् सो इन् दिस् केस् इफ् यु टेक् दट् कैण्ड् आफ् एन् एक्साम्पल् निमित्तं किं सीमा सीम्नः ज्ञानमेव निमित्तम् तस्याः सीमायाः कर्मणः नाम पुष्कलस्य तत्सम्बन्धः what is the sambandha between this border and that post? There is a sambandha because that border has been, the post has been laid on the border. Sanyoga sambandha. In such a case, the sambandha will be sanyoga. Okay. So that is one kind of an interpretation. But I mean, since all the examples given in the shloka seem to be concerned with animals, it seems natural that the example of Ishida seems more natural, that you have two interpretations in it. Pushkalakaha, it is a deer, it is deer is, mruga is a very common word in Sanskrit. They don't define the different kinds of, almost all kinds of animals are called as deer in one context or the other. So, Pushkalakaha, Gandhamudaha, it is dikshitaiti deer, it is drashtavyam, mastuta, him. Sanyoga is a very simple, it is just the joining of two things where any two things which are joined together is called sanyoga. Like, say if I hold a pen in my hand, the sambandha between the pen and my hand is sanyoga. Sanyoga and viyoga. You join something or you bring something together and you take them apart. So sanyoga and viyoga are those. So, anything, you put a post on the border. Any sambandha which can be separated easily. The difference between sanyoga and samavaya is also where things are joined. But there you cannot separate it without destroying the avayavis or the two parts. So you cannot take a guna if you have a quality and a person. You cannot separate the quality from the person without, you cannot do it. That is why it is called a nitya sambandha. But a sanyoga is always anitya. Wherever there is sanyoga, there has to be there can be viyoga. Any two things, if they are together, is called sanyoga. Yoga visheshe kim? Karma yoge iti uchyate. Karmana saha sambandhaha yatra bhavati. Tarati kidrisha sambandhaha samamayaha sanyogova yatra sambandhaha. Nimittasya karmanascha. Tatraiva satnani vibhaktihi iti uchyate. Iti martham sim pratyudaharanam iti pashyamashyate. Vetanena dhanyam lunati. Dhanyam lunati. He cuts grains. I mean, there are people who are taken on hire for cutting grains in that particular season. Dhanyam lunati nama karpayati ityarthah. So he, vetanena, for a particular salary, he cuts grains. Vetanam nimittam dhanyam karma. Kintu vetanasya dhanyasya cha yogah nasti. Even though vetana is the nimittam or the phala and dhanya is the karma, karma yogah nasti. Vetana is not associated with dhanya. Like, say, charma was, had a samaya sambandha with vriti. You do not have a sambandha between vetana and dhanya. That is why karma yoga. Tarati vishishtaha yogaha eva bhavetiti uchyate. Yatra sambandha nasti tatra saptami vibhaktihi na bhavati. Yatra bhavena bhavalakshanam. This is Agrimam Sutram. A very sutra which substantiates a very famous prayoga called Sati Saptami. Sati Saptami is the Sanskrita Bhashayaha Atishishtaha Prayogaha Prayogeshu Anyatama. So one of the very unique constructions in Sanskrit which makes it possible to create like say very long sentences. I mean there are several features. One of them is making samasas is one. And this is also one where you can join together many sentences. I mean the whole incident you can describe in Saptami Bhakti and say, while this is happening, while this is happening, while this is happening, and go on. Okay. So, Vishishtaha Prayogaha. I hope everybody is familiar with Sati Saptami. For example, he gives an example later of course. So, Mani Pathati Sati Saha Agataha. He came when I was reading. Mani Pathati Sati. It is Arvam, Saptami Bhakta Vasti, Mani, Pathati and Sati. So that word Sapt is used in Saptami is called Sati and that's why we call it as Sati Saptami
But whether you will use the word sati or not, mahi pathati saha agataha ityati sadhu. So when I was reading, he came. So it need not be the usage of the word sati. But it is called sati saptani prayoga. Yasya cha bhavena bhava lakshanam iti sutram. Chatvari patani santi yasya cha bhavena bhava lakshanam. Saptam yadi karane cha ityataha saptami iti anuvartate. Yasya kriyaya kriyantaram lakshyate. Bhavaha nama atra kriya, vyaparaha. An action indicates the time of another action. So the time of one action is indicated by the time of other action. Tataha saptami siya. Saptami yukhaktir bhavati. Yasya yaya kriyaya apara kriya lakshyate. Tatyaha kriyaya saptami yukhaktir bhavati. Kriya cha kartrashaya karmashaya cha. So as we have seen in Adharodhikaranam, we said kartrakarma dvara kriyayaha ashrayaha. Atrapi kartrakarma dvara kriyantarasya lakshanam bhavati. Udaharanam pashyamaha goshu dushyamanatu gataha. Devadattaha kadagataha iti prashnaha. So when did Devadatta leave? Hentam kadagataha iti prashne. Goshu dushyamanatu gataha. He went when the cows were being milked. Ityarthaha. Now, there are two kriyas here. Devadattasya gamanam eka kriya, godohanam apara kriya. Godohana kriyaya, sasya gamana kriya lakshyate. You are understanding the time of his going by godohana kriya. Kriyaya kriyantaram lakshyate. Godohana kriyaya, devadattasya gamana kriya lakshyate. Godohanam ityatra dohana kriyayam gavaha karma. Goshu dushyamanasu ityatra gavaha karma. So karma dvara ya kriya asti. Kriyaya nama dohana kriyaya. Tasya gamana kriya lakshyate. So this kind of a prayoga is called sati saptami. And in this case, the saptami bhakti is because of the sutra. Ityatra bhavena bhava lakshanam. Goshu dushyamanasu satishu rataha iti. Pashtataya prayogaha. So if you want to use the word sati or sapta, you have satishu because go is strilinga bahuvachana. Goshu dushyamanasu satishu rataha, but that word need not be there at all. So still this is called sati saptami. Rakshakatva sambandhe saptami. So the sambandha here between godohana and rata is called lakshya lakshana bhava. So one is a lakshaka, the one which points out or which identifies. The identifier is godohana kriya, and the kriya which is being identified is devadattasya gamanam. Shesha shashchaha apavadaha. So any sambandha, obviously you have shashchi shesha, shashchaha apavadatvena, uta saptami vibhakti vidhiyate. Evameva, brahmaneshu adhiyaneshu gataha. So he, when did he go? Punaha Kaya Prashnaha. Brahmanesha Adhiyaneshu. When the Brahmins were studying. You should know that, I mean, why do we use Godohana as a Lakshana? Is because the time is fixed. You do not, I mean, at least in those days, you did not milk cow at any time. Godohana means you know this happens at a particular time. So using that time, you will know when he went. Similarly, Brahmanesha Adhiyaneshu. The time for study is fixed. So if you say Brahmanesha Adhiyaneshu Gataha, you know when they were studying and he goes. So that is why the Lakshya Lakshana Bhava. But this prayoga is generally used when several things happen simultaneously. So when such thing was happening and it goes on. You can have a series of actions, simultaneous actions being told by this particular prayoga. So now, Brahmana is the karta. As I told, kartradvara athva karmadvara kriya lakshakam bhavati. So now, Brahmana ha adhyaya kriyayam karta raha. Just like the previous case, gavaha karma. Dohana kriyayam gavaha karma. So, matra Brahmana ha adhyaya kriyayam karta raha. Brahmana adhyaya kriyaya gamana kriya lakshyate. They are identifying the gamana kriya by Brahmana adhyaya kriya. So that is about Bhava Lakshana Saptami. It is called Sati Saptami is called Bhavalakshana Saptami because of the sutra. It is a Bhavena Bhavalakshanam also. Kala Parichheda Tattva means it measures time. I mean, the Kriya, in what sense does it identify, is because of the Kala. Both Kriyas are happening in the same Kala. Bhava does not mean Kala. Bhava means Kriya. So in what way does one Kriya identify the other Kriya is made as time. They, both of them occurring at the same time. That is the basis of Lakshya and Lakshana. So that is why we say Kala Parichheda Tattva. Akala Paricheda Dwara Samadha. Prekam Vastikam Asti Arhanam Kartrasve Anarhanam Akartrasve Tadvai Paricheta Arhaha Yasyam Priyayam Ye Uchitaha Te Arhaha Yasyam Kartrasve Vivakshite Kastani Vatsya Arhanam Kartrasve Anahanam akartratve. Esyam kriyayam esyam kartratvam anuchitam. So those who are deserving for a particular kriya is called arhat and those who are not are called anarhat. So this is a very special prayoga. So arhanam kartratve, anarhanam akartratve, tad vaiparitye cha. And also vaiparitye nama arhanam akartratve, anarhanam kartratve. It is there. You see an example, you will know this. There is a question, same place? No, same time. It is why we say Kala Paricheda Tattva. It refers to the time in which the two actions are happening. Not in this example, the previous one. We are talking about Yasita Bhavena Bhavalakshanam. So, there is no necessity that the two actions have to be in the same place. It identifies through the time. Both of them happening at the same time. Kala Paricheda Tattva Meva. Okay. So coming back to Arhanam Kartrutve, Anarhanam Kartrutve. Sattu Tarastu Asantaha Sate. Santaha Nama Sajjanaha. Sajjanesha Tarastu. So when they are crossing. Crossing what? Samsara. Samsaram Taranti. So they are santaha, they are arhaha, they deserve to cross the ocean of life. I mean, you take it as that. So sattu tarattu asantaha asate. Arhanam kartratve. You say arhaha, nama sajjanaha taranakriyayam arhaha. Tesham kartrutvam vivakshitam. Ataha sattu tarattu. Tesham kartami vivakshya bhavati. Sattu tarattu asantaha asate. They stay where they are. The anarhaha, asantaha, also are not sajjanaha, durjanaha, te yatra santi tatraiva bhavanti, kartum na shaktumanti, athva na taranti, iti tesham akartrutvam. Arhanam kartrutve, tadvachatasvadan saptami. Evam eva anarhanam akartrutve vivakshite. So the same thing if you put the opposite way, asattu tishtattu santaha taranti. So when the evil are standing still, because they are stuck where they are, santaha taranti. Sajjanaha taranti ityatha. So, both the sentences mean the same, so they are put in a different way. That's all. Atra, purvatra, prathama udahane, arhanam, kartrutvam, vivakshete, visheshena vivakshete. Dvitiya udahane, anarhanam, akartrutvam, vishishtataya, vivakshete. Tadvaiparitya eza ityati uktam. Kadachit kim bhavati arhaha kartaraha na bhavanti bhavitum na shaktvanti tattu tishtattu asantas taranti. So when the sajjanas are standing still, the asantaha anarhaha taranti. So arhanam akartrutve vivakshite evam asattu tarattu santas tishtanti anarhanam kartrutve vivakshite. So there are four examples, as she says, with all permutations, we get four examples for the Vartika. Why do we need this Vartika? This is not Lakshana. Lakshya Lakshana Bhava Avivakshayam. So, this is not to indicate, there is no Lakshya Lakshana Bhava between Satam Taranam and Asatam Asanam are the two Kriya. It is just the Vivaksha here is only Arhanam Kartrutvam. Iti Vivaksha Athava Anarhanam Akartrutvam. Iti Adi Vivaksha. Tadartham Idam Iti Kayata Daya. So Kayata and a few others say that. Tattvatastu Vyarthameva Idam Iti Anne. So many others they feel that this Vartika is not required. I mean you can the Saptami you can get by Yashita Bhavena Bhavalakshanam. So this Vartika is really not necessary. Iti Keshantana Matam. Kayatadinam Matetu Lakshalakshana Bhavaha Nastyatra. Kevalam Kartrutva Akartrutvadi Vivakshayam. Saptami Vivaktim Sahaitu Idam Vartikam. Iti Kayatadaya. Kayata is the most respected commentator for the Mahabhashya. Pradipa Vyakhanasya Tatka Kayata. Adhyam Sutra Masti, Shasthita Anadare. Shasthita Anadare. Saptam Medhikaraneja, Ishavaha Saptami Iti Anavartate, Estita Bhavena Bhavalakshanam Ityasti. Anadare Vivakshite, Shasthita. So, we are continuing with the theme of Bhavena Bhavalakshanam. Kriyaya Kriyantaram Lakshate. So, the situation is the same. But then there is an additional Vivaksha of Anadara. So anadarajke bhavalakshane shashti saptamya uttaha. So you can have saptami, you can also have shashti. Anadarajke dhyotya. Rahanam uttavamasi. Rudati rudatova pravraji. Rudati pravraji. Rudataha pravraji. So rudati is saptami and rudataha is shashti. Pravrajit. Pravrajit nam sanyasam shikutam. Sanyastavan ityataha. Rudantam putradikam anadasya. Sanyastavan ityataha. Somebody is trying to take sanyasa and his children or wife or any family members, they are crying. Now, bhavalakshanam asti. Rudati pravrajit. So they are crying and he is taking sanyasa. So there is an anadaradhikya, anadaradhikya is excess of anadara. It is anadara, but since it is specially mentioned, he just says anadaradhikya, where anadara in addition to bhavalakshana. Bhavalakshanena saha anadarasyati yatra bhanam asti. So, tatra, so here putradikam anadarasya. He is showing anadara towards the Rodana Kriya of the Putra. Usually the Rodana of a Putra should affect a decision of a person. Kintu tad anadritya sanyasthavan. So the Vishesha here is using Shashti. If you use Saptami, though both are allowed, if you use Saptami, the anadara is not conveyed well. If you use the Shashti Vibhakti, Rudataha Pravradhi, tada anadaradhityam samyak jnayate. These are all very sukshma. Many things, if you look at Taraka Prakarna and see that there are subtleties in Prayoga. If you use this Vibhakti, there is a meaning. If you use the other one, there is another. It comes when the language is actually used extensively. For us, I mean, if you ask, including me, if you say Rudati Pravradi, Rudataha Pravradi, we just take the literal translation. So they were crying and he left. So these depth of meaning or the subtlety of meaning will come only when the language is used and used extensively. So there are many cases that we fail to appreciate the such subtle points made in Vyakarana. Only after you study Vyakarana that you realize that there could be so much. So, generally studying Kavya is good, but if you go back to Kavyas with the knowledge of Vyakarana, that is when you appreciate some of the more certain points which the poet might have included and which we might have completely missed. Okay. Agrivam Sutra Masti Swamishwara Adhipati Dayala Sakshit Pratibho Prasota Ischa. You do not, that is why translation is not effective. You cannot show that another in translation unless you specifically mention it. That is why each language has its own beauty. When you say something and you understand it in that language along with the nuances of that language, that is when communication is effective. When you try to translate, the beauty is lost. This is the problem. The translation from any language need not be Sanskrit. Even, I mean, each language will have some cases where the exact emphasis or the all the power of that phrase will not come across in translation. Swamishwaradhipati Dayada Sakshi Pratipu Prasutaishta Iti Arjunam Sutram Saralam Upapada Saptami Swami Ishwara Adhipati Dayada Sakshi Pratipu Prasutaihi Saptami Adhikaraneta Ishtataha Saptami Iti Anuvartate Shashti Kanagare Ishtataha Shashti Ishtyapi Anuvartate Etaihi Saptashiti Yoge Shashti Saptamyo Saha. So, in association with these words, whatever the words listed in this particular sutra, you can have both Shashti Vibhakti and Saptashti Vibhakti. Etaihi Saptashti Yoge Shashti Saptamyastaha Shashtyameva Praptayam Sakshika Saptamyastham Vachanam. Ashti Sutrasya Abhave. If this sutra were not there, in Bhavatasa, you have had Shesha Shashti. So as usual, Shesha Shashti is in a Shashyam Praptayam Sakshika Saptamyastham Vachanam. So this sutra is meant for giving an optional Saptami also. You would naturally have got Shashti. So this says, you can have Saptami also. Gavam Goshuva Swami. He is the owner of cows. Just say, Gavam Swami. Goshu Swami. Ishtyapi Sadhu. Evam Gavam Ishwaraha, Goshu Ishwaraha. Gavam Adhipatihi, Goshu Adhipatihi. Dayadaha, so Dayada Shabdaha, Swami Padyayaha, it is Hashye. So Dayada, the general meaning we take is cousins. I mean, those who are eligible for getting the Dayabhaga. So inheritance is called Dayada. But in this particular case, Swami Paryayaha, it also means the same as Swami Iti Bhashya Sthitam. In either case, Goshu Gavam Dayadaha, Goshu Dayadaha. Sakshi is a witness. Gavam Sakshi, Goshu Sakshi. Okay. Pratibhu. Pratibhu is dictionary gives it as surety or say somebody who is used as a security as a bail. So, Gavam Pratibhuhu, Goshu Pratibhuhu. Yam Prasutaha. Gavam Goshuva Prasutaha. So, Vahayeva Anuhuritum Jataha. He is born among cows. If they literally born in the middle of cows, Vidya Sahanaki. Vahayeva Anuhuritum Jataha. So his there are so many cows that he has been born by birth, he has that inheritance of cows. Ityarthe raha eva anubhavitum jataha ityarthe gavam goshuva prasutaha. This is a simple upapada saptami, and these words are used. You can use either shashti or saptami. Ayukta kushala abhyanta asevayam. There is a error, echo error. It is Ateva and not Atevayam. Ayukta Kushalabhyam sa Atevayam. Iti Chedaha, Parat Chedaha. So you have Saptami and Shashti Anuvrittihi, Upayoha Anuvrittihi asti. Abhyam Yoge. Ayukta Padena Sathaiva Kushala Padena sa Yoge. Shashti Saptam Yom Saham. Ateva Nama Tatparyam. Tatparyam means Tatparaha. He is extremely interested or involved. Ityarthe. Yada etayohu prayogaha. Ayuktaha vyaparitaha. Ayuktaha means he who is involved or he is engaged in doing something. Ityarthaha. Ayuktaha kushalova haripujane haripujanasyava. Haripujane Ayuktaha, Haripujanasya Ayuktaha. So he is doing it and he is extremely involved in it. He is not doing it for just for the sake of doing. Anyway, similarly, Haripujane Kushalaha, Haripujanasya Kushalaha. Just keep up the meter already. So he is skilled at it and he also likes it. He does it with devotion or with interest. Iti arthaha api adhikataya gamyate. So it's not just he is skilled at it. He might be skilled and he might still be doing it with disinterest. He might not like doing it. Kintu haripujane kushalaha, haripujanasya kushalaha iti yatra aseva nama tatparyam. Tatparasya bhavaha tatparyam. Tasya vivakshanasthi tatra shashyasaha saptani vibhakti api bhavati. Asevayam kim? Tatparyam nama is involved. It's yattheva yatra etau shabdau tatraiva shashti saptamyam. Ayuktaha gauhu shakate. It is pratyadaharana. The cow. Ayuktaha. Ayuktasya yatra ishadyuktaha. The cow is being tied or is being fitted into the cart. They put all the different parts and fit the bull or the cow into the cart. So, ayuktaha. So, the process is not still complete. Ishadyuktaha ityarthe am iti upasargasya prayogaha. So, this does not mean that tatparyartha. It is the sense of aseva is not conveyed here. Ataha atra saptami vibhaktireva bhavati. Adhare. Adhikarana shakate ayuktaha iti saptami vibhaktireva bhavati. Shashti vibhakti na bhavati. Yatra shashti vibhakti bhavati. Tatra visheshataha aseva arthaha gamyate. Tatradyarthaha gamyate. Yatashta nirdharanam. So this is also another sutra which is very popular. I mean, sutra may not be popular, the prayoga is very common. Yataha cha nirdharanam. This is Srini Padani Santi. Shashti Saptamyo Anuvartete. Jati guna kriya samyasihi. Samudayad ekadeshasya prathakkaranam nirdharanam. Nirdharanam namakim iti drashtavyam. Samudayad ekadeshasya prathakkaranam. You separate a part, ekadeshaha nama bhagaha. You separate one part from a samudaya, from a bigger group. So for separation there should be some reason. I mean you separate it because of something special. Say there are 100 students and you pick out one student. So there is a reason why you pick out that particular student. Now that separation of one particular student, you are picking one or say 10 students from a group of 100, that is called nirdharana. Now, how do you do that? I mean, naturally, how does nirdharana happen? It's because of jati, guna, kriya or samya. You can separate somebody because of a class that that particular vyakti belongs to. Guna, because of some particular quality. Kriya, because of some action. Or samya, because he is called that, by his name, because he is he. Samyaya api prithakkaranam kartum shakyate. This process is called nirdharana. Samudaya ekadeshasya prithakkaranam nirdharanam. So now, yataha nirdharana, that samudaya from which you are separating is yataha, yatashya nirdharanam, tasmat sadvachakat shabdat, samudaya vachakat shabdat, shashti saptamya uttaha. Shashti vibhakti bhavati, saptami vibhakti rapi bhavati. You can use either shashti or saptami. Mrunam mrushu va brahmanashreshtaha. Mrishabdaha. Mru nama naraha. Manushyaha ityataha. Manushyanam manushyeshu va brahmanaha shreshtaha. So manushya is a big group. We are separating brahmana from that group. Now the basis for separation here is jati. So jati is not the caste as as we say the jati. Jati is any class. Say gotva is a jati. You have the group of animals and you separate gohu from that class, from that group. That is also jati. Say you say pashushu or pashunam pashushuva gohu shreshtha. If you are saying the cow is the best among all animals, तदपि जाति गोत्वम जाति एवं ब्राह्मणत्व जाति जन्मना ये प्राप्य थे तति डेफिनेशन ऑफ जाति कम्स फ्रॉम तर्क सो नृणाम ऋषु वा ब्राह्मण श्रेष्ठ हियर निर्धारण इज नॉट क्लासिफिकेशन इट इज यू पिक आउट समथिंग बिकॉज ऑफ समथिंग दैट इज कॉल्ड निर्धारण पिकिंग आउट अ पार्ट फ्रॉम अ ग्रुप समुदायाद् एकदेशस्य पृथक्करणम् तदेव निर्धारणम् निर्धारणम् कथम् क्रियते इति चेत् एकैः जातिगुणक्रियासंज्ञाभिः यथा नृणाम् समुदायः अस्ति देयर इज अ ग्रुप ऑफ मेन यु सेपरेट अ पार्ट ऑफ दट ग्रुप आई मीन ब्राह्मण आल्सो बिलोंग टू दट ग्रुप ब्राह्मणाः अपि नृषु एव अन्तर्भवन्ति सो सेपरेटिंग दट पर्टिक्युलर पार्ट फ्रॉम दट होल बिकॉज ऑफ जाति और बेस्ड ऑन जाति गवां गोशु वा कृष्णा बहु क्षीरा अमंग कौज अ ब्लैक कौ गिव्स लॉट ऑफ मिल्क बहु क्षीरा ही हैज लॉट ऑफ मिल्क शी गिव्स गवां समुदाय अस्ति द कौज ऑल कलर्ड कौज दे फॉर्म अ बिग समुदाय अमंग दैट यू आर सेपरेटिंग आउट कौज विच आर ब्लैक इन कलर सो द सेपरेशन इज निर्धारण एंड द निर्धारण इज बेस्ड ऑन द कलर ऑफ द कौ We are separating a few cows based on their color. Gunasya adharena nirdhananam kriyate. Krishna varnatvam nama gunaha. Blackness. That color is a guna, a quality. So based on a particular quality, you are carrying out this nirdharana. Separation. Samudaya dekadeshasya prathakkaranam. So that is called nirdharana. And here it is based on guna. गुणम आधारीकृत्य निर्धारण क्रियते गच्छताम गच्छत्व धावन शीघ्रः गच्छताम गच्छत्व अमंग दोज हु आर मूविंग देयर आर मेनी पीपल हु आर मूविंग धावन शीघ्रः हु विल रीच द फास्टेस्ट धावन ही हु रन्स विल रीच द फास्टेस्ट सो देयर इज अ ग्रुप ऑफ पीपल हु आर मूविंग फ्रॉम दैट यू आर सेपरेटिंग द फास्टेस्ट बेस्ड ऑन क्रिया द क्रिया इज धावन क्रिया So based on running, based on the kriya, you are separating, you are doing nirdharana. So kriyaya nirdharanam kriyate. Chhatranam chhatreshuva maitra patuhu. So among students, maitra is very clever. So from the group of students, you are separating one student who is maitra. And separation is by his name. Samyaya nirdharanam kriyate. So evam jati guna kriya samyatihi. समुदायादेकदेशस्य पृथक्करणम् निर्धारणम् यतः निर्धारणम् नाम यस्मात् समुदायात् पृथक्करणम् क्रियते ततः षष्ठी सप्तम्यौ स्तः षष्ठी विभक्तिर्भवति सप्तमी विभक्तिरपि भवितुमर्हति एक्साम्पल् अश्वत्थ सर्ववृक्षाणाम् सर्ववृक्षैः अश्वत्थः यदि पृथक् क्रियते अश्वत्थः बै नेम् बै दट् पर्टिक्युलर् नेम् यु आर् सेपरेटिङ्ग् आर् जातिः अश्वत्थ मै बि taken as a class of trees. So, Maharshi Naam Bhrugurham. So, when you are separating Bhrugu Maharshi from the group of Maharshis, it is again based on Samya. You are separating. So, Nidhbharanam Bhutra Upayushyate. So, now you see Nidhbharanam is a case where there is a group and you are separating a part of that group. So there are some cases where you separate two different groups. In that case, it is panchami vibhakte. Yatascha nirdharanam iti anuvartate. Nirdharyamanasya yatra bheda eva. They are trying to show the difference between two different groups. In the previous case, nirdharana is where you have one whole group and you are separating a part of that group. Now, using jati guna kriya samya, you show the distinction between two separate groups. Vibhakte. Vibhagaha asti. Ayam samudayaha bhinnaha, apara samudayaha bhinnaha. Tada panchami vibhaktir bhavati. Udaharanam asti. Mathuraha pataliputrebhyaha adhyataraha. Mathuraha, the people of Mathura and the people of Pataliputra, the citizens. So saying, people of Mathura, they are rich. Adhyataraha. They are more rich. They are more wealthy, wealthier than the people of Pataliputra. Now, it is not separating one part from a samudaya. Mathuraha is a separate group and Pataliputrakaha is a separate group. You are showing the difference or the distinction between two separate groups. Adhyataraha, because of some quality, yet they have more rights. So in such case, you have Panchami Vibhakti, Pataliputrebhyaha Adhyataraha. You see, Panchami Vibhakti upayujyate. Nidharane Shashti Saptamyo, Yatra Samudaya Dvayasya Bhedaha Pradashyate, Vibhaktam Asti Vibhagaha Drishyate, Tatra Panchami Vibhakti Bhavati. So, any questions? We'll be completing Karaka Prakaranam in the next class. So, Brahma Srinivasare Samapyate Karaka Prakaranam. If you have any questions from any of the classes, you can ask. At that time, I mean, you need not ask next time, you can ask any time. We'll be finishing Karaka Prakaranam in the next class. ఏనాశ్రమాయం గమ్యమహేశ్వరాత్ కృష్ణం వ్యాకరణం సోక్తం రత్నీ పాణినయే నమః వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారంభతంజలిం పాణినీ సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోస్మిమునిత్రయం మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదు ఈశ్వరి సాంద్రిక వ్యాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌమురీయం గచ్చతే